There you are, you royal whelp. Oh, no, you don't. There's nowhere to run now. Unless you want to just back yourself off that cliff behind you. I suppose that ought to save me the trouble of killing you. Surprised to see me? When the first assassination attempt failed and you ran away, I figured if you want a job done, you got to do it yourself. Oh, spare me the platitudes. Do you have any idea how hard it was to track you down here in the middle of fucking nowhere? Divination magic is so costly these days. I have this place surrounded with hired thugs, so just give up. Once I'm rid of you, then mother and father will have to recognize me as the one true heir to the throne. I will rule as queen of the entire kingdom! Now, any last words? What the hell was that noise?
Darling, is this woman bothering you?
A giant?
Yeah, I thought you bandits knew better than to wander into giants' territory. Though I do appreciate an easy meal.
Back away, you beast! I'm not afraid to... Let go of me! Put me down!
That takes care of that. Are you all right, darling? Did she hurt you? Oh, thank the gods. You should not have wandered outside the cave. Who were they? The assassins, and the mastermind behind it all. So I ate your sister then. Well, stepsister. I'm sorry. Is eating family members okay? Yeah, I suppose in this case. Here, let me pick you up, darling. Hold tight onto my hair, dear. We're going home. You and I deserve a break after dealing with those pests. Oof, I'm stuffed. Those bandits were delicious. I can still feel some of them squirming around in my stomach. Oh yes, it's quite normal for giants to eat humans. You all are so fun to play with, and so easy to catch. You're our natural prey. Oh, settle down, love. You know I could never eat you. Not unless you tried to escape me. You're my precious little treasure. So fragile. So adorable. I could break you so easily. No, you don't have any royal duties to attend to. Not anymore. Your old life is gone now. You have no choice but to stay with me. That's enough of this protesting. Don't make me put you in the cage again. That's better. Now, come here. Snuggle up against me, my pet. Good pet. What an interesting couple of days it's been for the two of us, huh? I think you're going to be nice and comfortable here in your new home. When we first met, I thought you nothing more than a little snack. But your stories, your smile, your remarkable talents. I never knew I could feel an attraction like this. Oh, you pretend to hate me, sure. But I know what lies in your heart. Other giants are quite gullible, but not me. Besides, if you ever ran away, I would wreak havoc on your kingdom until you decided to come back to me. I'm getting sleepy now. I must have eaten at least 2 dozen bandits. Can you hear them melting away inside me? You're safe now because of me. You're welcome, pet. I think I'll take a nap now. We should go swimming in the ocean tomorrow. It'll be a fun date just for the two of us. Are you comfy down there? Here, let me pick you up and place you on my chest. Nice and soft there, isn't it? Good night, love. Sleep well.